You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's start with the biggest news here in Washington all week. It's been the debate over the economic stimulus bill. This week we saw the Senate pass an amended version. It was basically amended in order to get a couple of Republicans on board. In the end, they got three, which was enough to break a possible filibuster. And then the Senate passed that version, and now we have a compromise version, although we don't know the exact details yet. Your thoughts on who won and who lost this week?
Well, the late Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois used to have a saying, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon we're talking about real money. What started off as an $816 billion stimulus package has now whittled down to about $700-plus billion. You tell me if that's really a come-down or a compromise or anything like that. The fact is that this still has a very big bill on it that our generation and the next generation are going to have to pay. In addition, as Congressman John Carter of Texas told me yesterday, it includes so many things that aren't related to stimulus. $50 million for the National Endowment for the Arts, $200 million for the Make Work AmeriCorps program, and an even larger price tag on a grant to ACORN, the Liberal Community Organizing Group. Barack Obama apparently remembers his roots. In addition, Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner did not get high marks for his performance explaining the new package and where the government is going to go in terms of guiding the economy in the future. I'd have to say that the poll numbers that show more Americans distrusting Congress and thinking they could do a better job managing the economy than their congressmen reflect just where Congress and the administration are at this point.
In the end, John, of course, there were three Republican moderate senators, Collins and Snow of Maine, as well as Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, that decided to go with the Democrats after demanding certain changes to the bill. Arlen Specter saying he didn't like this bill, still doesn't really like it. He preferred the John McCain version of half the price tag, mostly focused on tax cuts. But he says the Democrats are in control, so he did what he could to make a bad bill more palatable because something had to be done. What do you make of that explanation? What do you make of his reelection chances or even his odds of escaping a Republican primary in 2010?
Well, I think Benedict Arlen, as Republicans in Pennsylvania call him, is going to probably go down for the count in a primary next year. And this is something that's going to be remembered for a long time. I can't say as much for the Maine senator. Senator Collins was just reelected, and Senator Snow is not up till 2012. All things being equal, Greg, this is a classic case of something I've seen for a long time in Washington. One doesn't like something, but it's better to have something than nothing. And quite honestly, I can remember back in 1993, not a lot of people I talked to really had confidence in the Clinton tax increase, the largest tax increase in history. Yet they wanted to pass something. And indeed it did, by a tie vote in the Senate, broken by the then Vice President Al Gore, and one vote in the House of Representatives after a marathon session of lobbying from the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. One has to ask, would we be better off by not spending money and doing nothing than just doing something? All too often, the explanation is it's better to do something, hence the six major bailouts that increased federal spending by $3 trillion, or 11%, last year. One has to say, couldn't we find out what would happen if our lawmakers just simply didn't throw money? Because doing something usually means spending more money.
John, a big surprise today and another cabinet disappointment for the Obama administration. The man they had tapped to be the third Republican in the administration, New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg, nominated to be the next Commerce Secretary, saying there were irreconcilable differences today over stimulus issues, over potentially the census. How surprised should we be that this partnership didn't work out?
Not surprised at all. This is the latest in a string of stumbles on personnel by the Obama administration, beginning with Secretary of Commerce designate Bill Richardson, who had to pull out because of his financial dealings, and then Secretary of Health and Human Services designate Tom Daschle because of his taxes, And then all of the controversy about other appointees being late or delinquent in tax payment. Now it's Judd Gregg and a policy matter that's led to his exodus from Obamaland. Senator Gregg was clearly uncomfortable with the stimulus package that he would have to embrace as a member of the president's personal family. And he was also very uncomfortable with a controversy that's just really becoming up in our consciousness these days. That is, moving the census from the Commerce Department to the White House, where it would be under the aegis of a very partisan chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. All told, one can cite the merit and the veracity of his reasons for leaving, the honor therein, but it just looks bad for this administration. And a president who's been deemed one of the brightest and most articulate of chief executives is showing that he really doesn't know well the people he wants around them.
John, about 30 seconds left here. Today, the bicentennial of the birth of Abraham Lincoln. Your thoughts on his legacy?
Abraham Lincoln was proof that no matter how down and out a person gets, he can, in the highest office, rise to heights unknown. He faced one of the worst crises ever and yet saved the Union. In doing so, he also freed the slaves. What I think is most noble about Lincoln is the fact that he never held a grudge against anyone, reportedly never got angry with anyone. He put political rivals in his cabinet. He forgave enemies for slights. Someone who refused to take him on as a partner in a case, he named as his Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton. And Stanton cried when he died. One just has to wonder, if Lincoln had lived, would we have had a merciful Reconstruction and perhaps not the long periods of division between North and South that are still being resolved to this day.
John, unfortunately, that'll be the last word. Thanks, as always, for your time.
On this Lincoln's birthday, as Congress should learn from the president born 200 years ago today, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.